Good morning, this
Love
is
Talk
Dr.
Radio.
Good morning, this is Dr. Susan Starler with Thinking Outside the Box. Thank you for joining us today. Today, our topic is going to be the things that you can do to help to preserve your child's brain. We're doing a series this February on how to protect your child's future. And today I'd like to discuss a little bit about the things you can do to help to ensure that your child's maximum IQ is protected. In this world, and as of the statistics for 2014, we have one in over 160 children who is born with autism. And I've actually heard, although I must admit I don't have the data to back it up, that one in eight boys as of 2015, is being diagnosed with autism. Now, there's been a big controversy about what are the types of things that cause that and when this actually happens. But I actually attended a premiere on Wednesday evening at the Chinese Theater that had to do with the issue of thimerosal, which is the mercury preservative that up until 2004 had been put in the majority of the vaccines that children were receiving. Now, across the board, the science is there. Thimerosal was damaging babies' brains. In addition, if you added formaldehyde and then you added aluminum, the aluminum mercury or thimerosal component of the vaccines actually had a synergistic effect and caused complete destruction. So what you have was this enormous increase of young children who are being diagnosed with autism, both boys and girls, although there is a genetic predisposition with regard to how boys uptake these things into their brains, and so it's been a higher incident for boys. It was a very interesting and very, very informative documentary screening, and the name of the film is called Trace Amounts. It was actually directed by Eric Gladden and Shiloh Levine, and at the Q&A session that we had afterwards, there was Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Bob Sears, Dr. Jay Gordon, Dr. Karima Harani, and guests Ford and Holly Riley, who had had an autistic child who was actually cured as a result of detoxifying the mercury from their child's brain. Interesting to note, and just for all of you who might want to find out a little bit more about this, if you're truly interested in the science, Mr. Kennedy has written a book called Thimerosal. That's T-H-I-M-E-R-O-S-A-L. Let the Science Speak. There is a preface that was written by Dr. Mark Hyman and an introduction by Martha Herbert, both medical doctors who are very much cutting edge when it comes to this topic. So, how does that get back to our topic? How do you protect your child's brain? Well, although ostensibly mercury or thimerosal preservatives were taken out of childhood vaccines as of 2004, what a lot of people don't know is that they were put into the flu vaccine. Not only that, they were put into the flu vaccine, and pregnant mothers are being given the flu vaccine. There is 0.25 micrograms of mercury in the majority of the flu vaccines that are being given, especially those that are batched, because thimerosal is a great preservative. And when the baby is in utero, studies have actually shown that babies, being perfect little parasites and taking in everything that the mom puts into her body, into their little bodies, and specifically into their brains, actually absorb the majority of the mercury from the flu vaccines that pregnant moms are being given. Now, this isn't the only place that people are getting mercury poisoning. And it doesn't mean, I will just preface this, I don't believe that all vaccines are bad. However, I do believe that the way vaccines are made, the way they're preserved, and the way they're distributed, that is what is wrong with the system as it is. Preventing pandemics or epidemics of things that could be potentially damaging or life-threatening for children and adults, I think is a good thing. However, I do not believe that how they are being created is something that is good for the body or good for anybody's nervous system, much less the children. And not only that, I don't believe that vaccines are the sole cause of the issues that are going on with your children's brains. We have also the issues of the BT toxin in genetically modified foods and the glyphosate and other pesticide toxins that are in primarily used products like Roundup. But here you have in our world today a situation where there's a perfect storm, and that perfect storm is leading to a continual increase in damage to the brains of those who will be running our country in the next 50 years, if not sooner. So that is my introduction. I wanted to let everybody know before I open it up for questions that we are having a lecture in my office on February 26th at 6 o'clock from 6 to 8, which is all about this topic. And in addition, I'm going to be having a lovely guest speaker, Mrs. Joan Engel, who is the principal of the Palisades Elementary School, will be joining us to talk about her view on what things can be done, what you can do as parents in order to help protect your child's future and protect your child's brain. And Mrs. Engel will also be joining us on our Blog Talk Radio next week. So with that introduction and that little pitch for the 26th, if you would like to come, please give our office a call at 310-571-1212 and let us know. We only have seating for about 25 individuals, but it will be recorded, and I will be able to put it out there for anybody who would like to see it after the fact. So today, I'd like to open it up, and do we have anybody who have joined us today who have any questions?
Yes, Dr. Starler. This is Desiree. How are you?
Fine, Desiree. Thanks for joining us again. How are you?
It's my pleasure. I'm always intrigued, and especially with this conversation and this information, because a lot of us just don't know. I've been told and I've been warned about taking the flu vaccination just because if you didn't have any symptoms or never had the flu, that it may, you know, create something that you didn't have. And I never knew the specifics, so it's really good to know that, again, that could be, to validate that it could be harmful or could not be helpful, say, for example, in your body.
And well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you mentioned that because we're talking about children. But one of the producers and directors of the film, Eric Gladden, actually had experienced adult onset at the age of 29 of serious, severe neurologic symptoms as a result of a tetanus shot that he had received please correct me if I'm wrong, but it was several months earlier. And after that, he had been exposed again to some additional mercury from environmental toxins, and the overload to his system was completely debilitating. His brain was on fire. He couldn't think right. He was losing motor control. He started doing an enormous amount of research, which over the next 8 years led him on this path to producing this book on mercury, autism, the hidden truth, neurologic dysfunction, so that people can know what is the science, what is out there. And what's truly shocking is the arguably fraudulent, criminally fraudulent cover-up that was being perpetrated by some of the government's major controlling organizations like the CDC. So absolutely fascinating, fascinating documentary. If you guys get a chance to see it, please do. You can also do look up traceamounts.com. That's TRACEAMOUNTS.com. So, yes, it is definitely affecting children, has been affecting children, but it also affects adults. So I'm glad you've chosen not to get flu shots anymore, at least not those that are preserved with mercury and are in large batch amounts. You know, like, yeah, show up at your gas station and get a free flu shot. You know, oh, please don't do that.
I've never done that. And again, I think people, you know, because it is sometimes free at the grocery store, those places that you think is good for you. Another thing, too, is that I think it's important for when you do have shots or things like that, for people to document it, even on their calendar, because sometimes symptoms or things come up later and you don't realize what it's a result of. Where is it? Because maybe it's a week or 2 weeks, even a month, and you don't realize that, oh, that could be related to that either medicine that you started or, you know, shadow, just something, you know, just be more mindful of the things that they're doing with and to their bodies, and then track it to make sure that, you know, something doesn't, they're really able to put their hands on what could have been. You know, because if they didn't, they wouldn't know how to lead back. If someone took the flu shot from, you know, like at a grocery store or a drugstore, and they didn't have any follow-up with that, they wouldn't even know to go back to say what was in that shot or how was it preserved. Many times, like you mentioned, we don't know the questions to ask, whether it was a batch or not. You know, we're not that sophisticated, unless we listen to you every week.
And Desiree, with your company and Empowered Woman, I just have one major question for you today. Do you feel more empowered now?
I do. It's totally verified. Nowadays, you don't know what you don't know. I would have known the difference of a shot. And it could be something, even like, it could be the Botox. It could be other things that people are injecting into their bodies. And perhaps the way they're preserved or stored or bought, whatever, could make a difference all the way down the line. And if they don't track that, and maybe it could be something that six months or whatever shows up in their system, and they can't figure out why, and it could be a result of something like that. That's what you brought up. That's what came into my mind. It's like, oh, no.
Well, no, and that's why it's really important to communicate with your physician. No matter what your physician's specialty is, making sure that, in fact, you do know exactly what you're injecting. There's a wonderful book for parents. They should all have it. It's called Vaccination is Not Immunization, The Sanctity of the Human Blood, written by Dr. Tim O'Shea. I think it's in its 14th edition at this point. You can order it from Amazon. Again, Vaccination is Not Immunization, Sanctity of the Human Blood. And that gives parents everything they need to know with regard to the politics behind vaccines and exactly what's going on. But we are almost out of time here. I want to thank you, Desiree, again for joining us. And again, for those of you who are listening, remember that we have our class that's being given on February 26th in my office at 12301 Wilshire Boulevard, suite number 615, from 6 to 8. There's free parking in the back after 6 o'clock. And next week we have Mrs. Joan Engel, who is the principal of Palisades Elementary School, joining us on our Blog Talk Radio, and she will also be our guest speaker on February 26th. So, again, thank you for joining us. Thank you for thinking outside the box. Thank you for becoming educated. And I really, sincerely appreciate all your attention. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye-bye.